Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Officials at Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming say the body of a missing kayaker from Minnesota has been recovered from Jackson Lake. 43-year-old Wesley Dobkins of St. Paul was last seen paddling on the lake in June 2024 and not wearing a life jacket. A park release says specialized sonar technology helped locate Dobkins at the depth of around 420 feet Monday. The Teton County Coroner's Office is working to positively identify the remains. Governor Tim Walz is planning to call a special session on gun safety in the next couple weeks. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shear says Democrats want to ban assault weapons in response to the Annunciation Catholic school shooting.
Well, I think you could put together a package of bipartisan reforms on school safety, but, you know, what the governor's proposing is not going to fly with Republican legislators. That's just the end of it, you know?
Shear says the special session will be sometime after next Tuesday's special election to fill the seat of fallen House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, who was shot and killed in what's believed to be a political assassination. Minnesotans and thousands across the Americas are protesting today to oppose, quote, an escalation of war aggression, threats, and sanctions against Venezuela, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Organizers say this is in response to the unlawful military strike on September 2nd that killed 11 people in the Southern Caribbean. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission is spreading awareness this week about the Lifeline program. Spokeswoman Ann Tom says it helps residents in need close the digital divide by offering monthly discounts for phone and internet services.
This is a program that's out there that's available to help consumers who are low income. Often those are our seniors or our folks who have a disability to remain connected to their families, their friends, and services that they need.
Currently, over 81,000 Minnesotans are enrolled in the Lifeline program, but nearly 420,000 may qualify. To learn more or apply, visit lifelinesupport.org. Bethel University in St. Paul is pledging that all traditional undergraduates will get a job or acceptance into grad school after graduation, or they'll provide free tuition for graduate credits or a job with the university. Enrollment Vice President Paul McGinnis says they've spent the past 5 years dialing in on what works.
What processes, what things do students need to get exposed to during their journey in college that will get them jobs and move their resumes to the top of the pile?
McGinnis says this aggressive commitment to students ensures a successful future during one of the worst job markets in the decade for new graduates. A man from southeastern Minnesota is the winner of a $100,000 Powerball prize. The Minnesota Lottery says the player named Mike in Caledonia matched four numbers, the Powerball and Power Play, in Saturday's drawing. After being canceled last year due to a lack of snow and winter weather, the Lake Minnetonka Klondike Dog Derby will try and give it a go this winter on the weekend of February 13th and 14th in downtown Excelsior. This is MNN.